Early in the morning of April 26, 1986, reactor number 4 of the Chernobyl Atomic Energy Station exploded, triggering history's worst nuclear accident. In the more than 30 years since then, Chernobyl has become lodged in the collective nightmares of the world. I'm Mark Martin with Martin's Must Reads, with a quote from the dust cover of the book Midnight in Chernobyl, The Untold Story of the World's Greatest Nuclear Disaster by Alan Higginbotham. The story of Chernobyl is a mix of science and history. The author explains nuclear power, its inherent dangers and blessings, but also its radioactive byproducts. The Chernobyl disaster begins long before April of 1986, with the Soviet system hiding problems with nuclear power generation, not only from their people and the world, but from the very people within the Soviet Union charged with running the reactor safely. He shares details that show the disaster was not only a failure of the equipment and the operators, but the Soviet system itself. The very men who were responsible for the safe operation of the reactor were those who, after the explosion, failed to comprehend the magnitude of the unfolding nightmare. Even amid such a disaster, the author tells of some incredible heroics by individuals, military units, and organizations, heroics that prevented Chernobyl from becoming a much worse disaster. Alan Higginbotham, in Midnight in Chernobyl, explains the lasting effects of the disaster. Almost 25 years after the explosion of reactor number 4, in February of 2011, a 30-kilometer exclusion zone surrounding the power station remained deeply contaminated. If anything positive can be learned from the Chernobyl disaster, it is the death of the myth of safe nuclear power. I'm Mark Martin. For more of Martin's must-reads, visit krcu.org.